This space was part of the same outer gate we saw at the previous stop, originally an open-air structure. In addition, several sections of the medieval wall of great archaeological interest have been preserved here, featuring different construction techniques. Starting with the oldest, from the 9th and 10th centuries, we have a wall with several buttresses, built of rubble masonry and ashlars, bonded with gypsum mortar. This primitive wall was raised between the 13th and 15th centuries using small ashlars, with incised lines in the lime mortar outlining the blocks, and a circular tower was added. Opposite this wall, we can see another one, built with formwork rammed earth during the Nasrid period, 14th century, which was in turn raised with smaller ashlars added later. And connecting the two walls, a transverse section of ashlar masonry from the late 14th century remains. The rest of the walls do not belong to the medieval wall, but form a later enclosure that closes off the castle on this side at a time when the medieval fortification had already been partially destroyed and buried.